We continue Be'ezat Hashem in the Musar of Sefer Charedim. We are up to Ot Lamed Aleph. K'tiv ha-nechemadim mi-zahav u-mi-paz rav. David HaMelech in Tehilim Perek Yutet describes the Torah and the Mitzvot that they are more precious than gold and silver and any treasure that we can find. The Charedim says, "Bale halhiv lev ha'am ha'memalim batehem kesef v'zahav." David HaMelech is coming to excite the heart of the people who normally worry to accumulate money and gold and silver. David HaMelech comes and teaches us, "Sheba'olam haba matbea ha'zahav ve'akesef ha'gashmi batel ve'eno shave klum." In olam haba, there's a different currency. The gold and physical silver, that type of currency is outdated. It expires. It's batel. It's not worth anything in the world to come. Lachen izdarzu lezahav vekesef asher sham leholich beyadam. One should worry in this world to accumulate the real gold and silver that he can take with him to the next world. V'hainu d'amu abotenu, that's what Chazal tell us. Tzadikim mesagelim Torah u'mitzvot u'ma'asim tovim. The true righteous people accumulate Torah and mitzvot and good deeds as much as possible. V'chen ha'ohave ta'anugim yitlahev libam levakesh lahem ta'anug. D'chtiv u'mtukim et devash u'minof et sufim. Those who are after pleasures should know what the true pleasures are. The real pleasures are the words of Torah, of Avodat Hashem, of Yirat Shamayim. What we think are pleasures in this physical world, in truth, they are empty. As we can see right now, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing the world to stay in and to remember what is important, what a person lives for, whether it is connection with one's family, using one's time more constructively. Places that people run to for pleasure are closed down now. They cannot truly help a person. What we can accumulate right now is as much as possible Torah and mitzvot and ma'asim tovim. Those are the real ta'anugim, the real zahav ha'chesef. The Charedim continues in Ot Lamed Bet, a new piece of Musar. K'tiv et ha'elokim italech Noach. It says, Noach walked with Hashem. What does that mean? Ha'inu sh'aya mitboded im yotzro, ve'en lo chevra im b'nei adam. Noach isolated himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he did not go out to constantly be in the company of people. Wow. Isn't that what we are told to do right now? To stay inside and to be mitboded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Noach did. Et ha'elokim italech Noach. Inami, or we can explain, he says, Merov ergelo bitbodedut. Since Noach was well trained in the ways of being alone with Hashem, af kishaya betoch b'nei adam. So even when he would go out among people, even when he would be in the company of people, lo hayu matridim da'ato, they would not occupy his mind, they would not disturb his focus. Ki hayu kelo hayu be'enav, he was able to focus on his relationship with Hashem, no matter where he was and among whom he was. V'haynu da'amar ha-meshorer, here the Charedim quotes the famous song of the Ibn Ezra, Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra, the famous song, Agadelcha, where it says, Be'omdi toch kehalcha tzur leromem, when I stand amongst your people in the middle of the congregation to praise you, Hashem, echra ve'echof rosh ve'koma, I bow down to you, Hashem. So the Charedim explains, Klomar ve'en chevratam matredet oti litpared machashavti mimcha. Despite the fact that I am among people, they don't disturb my mind to remove my thoughts from you, Hashem. Ki kol ha'olam medretzon, because after all, the whole world is like a flock of sheep of Hashem. Vehu yidbarach haroe levado. Hashem is the sole shepherd. Umashgiach al kol prati uprati, and he pays attention and supervises to every detail. Vechol prati en lo leashgiach ela al haroe. And every person, every individual should pay attention mainly to the shepherd. Ki akol shavim lefanav ve'en yitron leze mizeh. Because everyone stands before Hashem equally. V'hainu de'amar David HaMelech alav ha'shalom, Hashem ro'i lo echsar. David HaMelech says in Tehilim Kav Gimel, in Mizmor le'David, Hashem ro'i, Hashem is my shepherd. I cannot lack anything. Ki ani chaser, ki kulanu shavim, we are all equal, Avotai. When we understand that we are all equally standing in front of Hashem, then we don't lack anything. So Hashem supervises over me in regards to every detail in my life, just as He does for each and every person in the world. So even if we go through the most difficult times, we should not fear, because Hashem is with us. Nobody and nothing can harm us without Hashem's permission. Umi shemakeh hi retzua veshevet she'aroeh makeh oti ba. And if there are difficult times, if there are beatings, chas v'shalom, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's doing it. Al derech hoy ashur shevet api. It's all a shaliach from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Uchtiv Hashem amar lo kalel et David, like David HaMelech acknowledged, if someone raises his voice at me, or if someone is harming, looks like he is harming me, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a shaliach from Hashem. V'im ken shiftecha u'mishantecha hema. It's Hashem's stick, it's Hashem's mish'enet, and that is Yenachameni, and there's no greater comfort and consolation than that, that we are all before Him, that we are all under His protection. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help each and every one of us to stay safe, and to be protected, and to be more and more connected with those who HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to connect with. And may it be his will that very soon, Ve'ezrat Hashem, we should see the Yeshua HaGdola, the Geula HaShlema Ve'amitit. Amen Ve'amen.